Have you ever eaten any kind of young, fresh onions?
Oh, yeah, green onions.
Oh, okay, okay.
I used to. I don't eat them anymore. They don't like me. I like them, but they don't like me.
What do they do to you?
I jump all night long about if I eat onions a day at my lunch. And tonight, if I eat any, then I'll eat it and jumping like that. Mm-hmm. It puts my nerves somehow or other.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let the boys alone. My wife loves them as good as a Georgia nigger likes watermelons. And what few I grow for her. Mm-hmm. I can't eat them. I like them, but they don't like me.
Yeah.
Now, you take a hamburger. If you haven't got onions with it, you haven't got a hamburger, my wife thinks.
Do you grow any okra?
No. I like okra. Very fond of it.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife just don't want it. Therefore, I don't grow any, just for myself. I buy me a little sack of okra once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't eat very much of it. It's good, and I like it, but she don't care for it, and therefore, I don't force it on her.
Well, you give her the onions, you take your okra, and...
Yeah, she'll fix it. If I get it, she'll fix it for me, all right.
Uh-huh.
You know, a good way to take that and fix it, if you get some good young okra, put on a pot of peas, clean that okra good.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it. Be sure you got all the sand off of it and lay it right on top of that pot of peas and boil it. Right for them peas. It helps you flavor the peas.
Oh.
And that pod stays whole.
Oh. Yeah, right there. Yeah, make sure I remember when I get back. So.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens to an apple, you know, the skin of an apple, if you just leave it too long?
Well, it will dry up or decay. If you leave it, if the apple gets too old, and especially if it's been bruised.
Oh,
and a hammer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does the skin get kind of wrinkles in it?
Oh, yes. It'll wrinkle up, and there'll be a spot there. Wherever it was bruised, there'll be a spot, and that'll turn brown in there,
mm-hmm.
and it will then decay.
What? I was wondering, you might know, how do they make raisins?
Well, they just take a certain type of grapes, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and dry them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to get the raisins in long pods.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, years ago. Don't ever see them anymore. That's what they call a cluster raisin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever see them anymore. They're all, the raisin is all in packages now.
Yeah, that's the only way I've seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but years ago, they did get them in boxes like that, you know.
Wow.
Several pounds of the box, and then they'd weigh them out to you when you went in and called for them.
I guess that's just a grape that's shriveled up? Or?
I guess that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dried grape.
Mm-hmm.
They have a process that put that through, I guess, to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever grow any vegetables that have kind of leafy heads on them?
Oh, cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
Why, sure. That's one of the first things I plant in my garden is a row of cabbage. Yes, sirree, that makes a mighty good coleslaw. I don't care for the cabbage to eat, only in a coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
Wife makes a coleslaw out of it.
Yeah.
Grate them up, you know, and